Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of and some blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. Andy up, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's a motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Damn.
Yeah, what's up? It's your girl, Miss FTL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. Sunday, fun day, Father's Day edition. You are now tuned in. We're all talking no filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Get at your girl. I'm at MZ_FTL on Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk No Filter at Twitter. We do follow back. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio. That's Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. Man, we just turning up. It's live. It's Sunday. Fun day, Father's Day, so, okay, what up? Hey, let me get the rest of my squad on the line. What's up, y'all?
Hey,
what's
poppin'?
What's poppin', everybody? Happy Father's Day to all the fathers who are willing. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers who are willing to do what they do out there for the children. For the children.
Man.
Shout out to y'all this day. This day is for y'all all day. All you know what? It's not even a Father's Day. It's a Father's every day. Every just like the mothers, the fathers need to be represented too. The ones who is really out there taking care of their kids and, you know, taking them to football practice, baseball practices, playing tea in the corner with little TT. All of them, man. That's what's up.
Oh, that shit. And if you a deadbeat, fuck you. No?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, like you said, you know, it's just much love, much shout out to, you know, anybody that do what they got to do. And if you a mom that, you know, be hating on the, if it was just, I was doing this little radio thing the other day, and they was asking for comments about, you know, this young lady, the baby daddy, he was, like, letting the son down. He wasn't coming through, and Father's Day was coming up or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, well, what do I do with my son for Father's Day? My thing is, ladies, mothers, because my mom was a single mother. She never married. Yeah, I know my dad, but he wasn't in my life like that. You know what I mean? And we celebrated Mother's Day, but Father's Day, we spent time. My advice is just let that be a learning lesson for your young prince, what not to be when he gets of age and when he wants to have his seed, because you know how you felt when your dad did not come through like he was supposed to, or let you down, or didn't come get you and take you to the park, the movies, come to your school, sign a report card, no nothing. So just let that be a learning lesson. You are not a fucking man, ladies. You're not a man. So you can't be like, oh, it's Father's Day, I'm the mother and the father. I hate that shit. And I don't give a fuck if you like it, but I'm just saying.
Preach.
It's real
Preach.
Shit. Because on Mother's Day, the Preach. Father's not like, I'm the father and the mother. I ain't talked to Sheena in 6 motherfucking months. She ain't came and got the day-day in them because they twins. But I'm both. No, come on. No. We not doing that anyway. But anyway, so, you know.
Everybody. One other thing, everybody who's friends with somebody from New York, anybody who has somebody in New York, say Happy Father's Day to them, because you always somebody's son from somebody from New York City. You know what I'm saying?
Brother from another mother. Yeah. But let's get these dollhouse announcements real quick and come back and jump into that, though. You feel me? Let's get these announcements out the way. We come back and we'll go in. Dollhouse announcements. Come on, Royce. What you got?
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
If you're just not tuning in, you are live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. Hit the one if you feel the need to say something. If you hit it by mistake, take it back. And Rapstar, where they do that at?
Oh, man, they doing this everywhere, man. It's fucking crazy out here. This story that I'm about to come up with, it's very relevant today. Again, shout out to all the fathers that's out there who is really, really trying to do what they do to support and raise their kids to be upstanding young people growing up in this crazy world. But there's a guy named Aaron Gines. He was in a relationship with a woman. They met back in 2007. They was in a long-term relationship. Now they're not, but they had a situation where it was in a relationship and they ended up having a baby together, a baby boy. The relationship was kind of complicated because even though they was in a relationship, the woman named Shawnita Van Hook Williams, she was actually married at the same time that she was actually being involved with Aaron Grimes. She was saying that she was unhappily married, and because of that, you know, she was having a relationship with Aaron on the side. He was the side dude who they ended up having a baby together. Now, as the baby was being born, you know, hearing the news, he was ecstatic. Now, remind you, everybody knew about the relationship, even the husband. So it's not like they were secretive.
Oh,
he was going to family events. He was going to family events. He was in the pictures. You know, he's chilling with the drunk uncle in the background. You know, he's the side niggas having all kind of fun. Now, when the baby was actually born, it was kind of awkward because while he's at the hospital, he goes and he runs into the husband. And the husband is there while the baby's being born. Long story short, they live in Michigan. So in Michigan laws grants the woman of a woman who has a baby outside of wedlock, she has full custody and full say-so with that baby. So, therefore, she made a decision for where that father that she laid down outside of her marriage and fathered a kid with chose to leave him outside of raising their son and to have her and her husband raise their son that they got outside of wedlock. He's fighting for it now legally. He wants to be a father to the to his son. He's trying to fight back legally. The judge within Michigan, actually, what people don't know, I didn't know this either, but in the state of Michigan, people who are involved in a relationship with a married person is a felon. You know, so when you know when you're married to somebody, that is a that's not just a bond of love and all that other shit, but that's an actual legal contract. And so when you have somebody who breached that contract, you know, there's stipulations to it. So a person who goes and violates a contract in marriage is considered a felon. And the courts, in that state courts, is that they just passed that new law. They thought that Aaron, you know, is considered a felon, and they think as the best interest of that child, he shouldn't have any rights towards raising his kids. It's actually all up to the mother's decision, which the mother, she made a choice of actually having that child that they saw outside of her marriage for her to raise that kid with her husband that she stepped out of to have this baby so the baby can be in, like, a normal family so the baby won't feel like he's a bastard when he grows up. Where they do that at?
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. That, you know what? They say that down, you know, well, we know. Remember when Fantasia, now this is, we don't know, it's supposed to be allegedly, but I guess with all the news and stuff, I don't know if you recall, down south, wherever Fantasia's from, she went through the same thing. Remember that that baby that she had, one of the kids she was pregnant with or something was supposed to be the guy that she was dealing with who was married. It was in the news. It was everywhere. They was trying to press charges, all types of crap. You know, so, but I didn't know up in Detroit they made that a law, you know, because here, even in New York State, like, you know, when my mother was still married to my father, my mother was still carrying my father's last name at the time. And even though her and my dad were separated for many, 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 many years, you know what I'm saying? And my mother had my little sister, and she could have easily said it was his baby, even though, you know what I'm saying, because of her last name, she was married. But I didn't know, right. You know what I mean? It's not a felony here, but I do down. I thought that was only like in certain areas towards down south. I had no idea that, you know what I mean? It was made that way in Michigan, of all places.
Mm-hmm.
Of all places. That shit's crazy. That's and she just took his rights from him. He got to fight. But this is the fucked up part is if she, once they give, do a blood test and all of that stuff. If he even gets that far, does she go to jail?
Well, they know that's – well, she never denied that it wasn't his baby. Actually, the court suggested – they said if the father did not know that the woman was married, then he has, you know, some rights, you know, for the baby. But if he knows that that woman's married, he shouldn't get – he doesn't have rights. Like I said, everybody knew in the family that they was messing around. Like I said, he's in pictures. He's fucking around with the drunk uncle in the background at the cookout. You know,
hold up. Yeah, I remember seeing this, and didn't it say that she never even wore a ring? I mean, people don't.
Yeah, she never wore.
Minimal,
she said
minimal,
she never.
That was. She was.
Yeah,
being
she never. Yeah, she never wore it. She never wore the wedding ring. She said she was unhappily married, and, you know, they were seeing each other for years.
Maybe that's what it was, because they couldn't have kids. You know what I'm saying? And if you're unhappy and you're going to put a baby in an unhappily marriage, maybe because she couldn't have kids. You know, or he couldn't have kids, the husband. Now that baby is there, that may have fulfilled their relationship. So
that's
somebody
you have to go that far. What about a doctor?
That shit ain't cool, man. Because he wants to be. It's fucked up. I condemn the moms who do shit like that when the father adamantly wants to be a part of a child's life. That's insane that you would take that away from that father and that child. Because when that child gets older, it's no guarantee that person is not going to find out. That child is not going to find out this is not my daddy, because if they're unhappy like that, as soon as that nigga get mad, I'm not your daddy. I'm not your daddy. You know what I'm saying? That's some fucked up shit.
Mm-hmm.
She should go to jail for doing
and
something like that.
That's why I think probably the unhappy part, because for her to stick and stay and let him take on the responsibility, it's probably because he couldn't give her children. 9 times out of 10. For her to let him, her husband, take this on and not let the father do it, I'm feeling like that was because he couldn't.
He ain't no real man. Because ain't no real man going to be like, oh, you finna just throw me this nigga, baby? Fuck out of here. What?
That's goof. But, like, they both knew what they was getting into. Like, I don't really feel sorry for the husband. I don't really feel. I don't really feel sorry for him, because like I said, he knew he was dealing with a married woman. Rather, if she said she was unhappily married or not, they didn't get a divorce. They said they was trying to divorce within 4 years of them, you know, what their relationship was, but she said it was finances or some other bullshit that happened that she couldn't get the divorce at that point in time. But he knew the situation when he decided to pursue this woman. She wasn't.
Did she make the divorce final yet?
Nah, they just said that she just said that she was unhappily married. She didn't say that she was separated. She didn't say that, you know, they was, you know, it just wasn't like that. And everybody knew. That's the thing that they let everybody know, is everybody in the family knew of their relationship. It wasn't hidden. It wasn't kept away. Like I said, he was at family cookouts. He's in pictures. He's fucking with the drunk uncle in the corner, you know, so everybody knew what was going on. Even the husband knew. When the baby was born, the husband and the father was both at the hospital.
But at the end of the day, the husband has a right to be there. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, the husband. Of course, the husband has a right to be there, and the child, the man who fathered that father, he has a right to be there. But at the same time, you knew what you was going into before. You knew what that bed was before you laid in it. You know, and I tell everybody, especially in my age bracket, I said, before you go down and you lay down with somebody, know who that person is before you go and make a commitment to where you're having a baby by this person. Because it might not be forever. You might not like this person, and you got a baby, so you got to be stuck with their asses for 18-plus years. So people need to actually start thinking about the type of mate they choose. Because if you choosing a woman that is married and still married, she says she's unhappily married, well, we don't know the reason why she's unhappy, but it's to the point where she feels that she had to step out into the relationship. What makes you think that she's not going to do the same thing to you if she says that she's unhappy?
The way you meet a motherfucker is the same way another person will meet him.
Mm-hmm. But when your feelings get wrapped up in it, you don't think about that kind of shit. You really don't. You know what I'm saying? You wrap up in it. You gone. When you catch them fees, you don't think about that shit. And especially once he got her fucking pregnant. You know what I'm saying? We finna be together.
That's the problem. People ain't thinking. They just going off of feelings. Feelings is cool and everything like that. But when you actually sit there and think about the consequences of, well, if I go down this route, what's going to happen? People just don't think.
That.
They just go off of feelings. They just going how they feel at that point in time. But at that point in time, the way you feel might not be healthy or benefit later on down in the long run.
Yeah.
Shit. When I have an itch, I scratch that motherfucker, but I don't keep scratching for a fucking hour. I won't have no skin left, nigga. So, you know, it's just saying. I'm just saying, you know. That's just me. But happy Father's Day.
I'm just surprised they even have the law down there. Like,
that's crazy.
Of all the shit that's going, I'm sorry. No, you know, none personal, but all the shit that's going on in Michigan, they come up with that law?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
How about
they make a law that you can't use river water for your main source of water? That's what I'm saying. How about that be a law that they cannot utilize river water for water?
Make it a felony That you voting on some of the dumbest shit. It's shit that's killing motherfuckers out there. People
right?
killing motherfuckers. Do something about that. Shit, I was scared to death when I was out there. Scared to be left alone. I thought this was so simple. When I was there, I was in the car with another one of the male porn stars, and he had picked me up from the station or whatever, you know, when I got there. I'm sitting in the car, and I'm listening to these motherfuckers talking about bitches getting burnt up in the back of trunks, and I said, oh, Lord, do not leave
not
me.
Not burnt
oh,
up
shit.
In the back of trunks.
Yo, I was hearing all type of shit. I was hearing the police kick the door open and shot a baby in the face. I knew it was time. Listen, I said, the motherfucker, he keeps asking me to come back out and visit. Bitch, you got me fucked up. Never. I'm sorry, but that's one area they couldn't even pay me to come and host that. I'm so paranoid. I'm sorry. And it's very little things that I'm scared of. But that motherfucking state, I'm scared of them. They crazy. When the police, listen, this is that shit. When the police go on strike, you know it's a problem.
Not the goddamn police.
That's the world. Everybody out for self. The fuck that. You can't even dial 911. Oh, hell no.
They be like, we busy right now. Call back.
They ain't even answering shit. They ain't got a dispatcher. Shit. Paramedics come. Fuck it. You get cut. Shot, you better get you some tweezers and pull that bullet out your damn self. Get you some needle and thread and sew your own ass up. And get you some alcohol and some iodine and tape yourself back together. I wasn't scared. I was scared out there. I told the male porn star. I told this motherfucker, listen, he told me he gotta go pick his son up. Bitch, I'm going with you. I'm scared to stay in the hotel room. I was like, what if they come and kick the door open? And we was in a nice neighborhood, you know, but I was still scared because when I heard that, get in the car, and all you hear is shit like that on the radio. I said, oh, hell no, I picked the wrong time. All this shit
right.
is going on out here, and you voting on somebody, who fucking, and what's the outcome of the fucking? Are you kidding me?
Not the outcome of the fucking.
They ain't got the offspring. You know what I'm saying? The baby. You up there voting on that shit. Vote on how to get these people some fucking water and some safety.
Right?
Yeah.
Real shit.
That's 100. Hey, we got to keep it pushing, though, man. That's crazy. We got to do a quick smoke break real quick. It's 420 somewhere. Let's get off into this break.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back and get into the top seat. Come on, let's go. Let's do something quick.
We the
J.
Don't play with it. Don't be the silence. Ay. Still not understanding this logic. Ay. I'm back and I'm better. I want you bad as ever. Don't let me just let up. I wanna give you better. Baby, it's whatever. Somebody gotta step up, gonna let somebody saw next up. Be damn if I let them catch up. It's easy to see that you're fed up. I am on a whole nother level. Girl, he only fucked you over cause you let him. Fuck him, girl, I guess he didn't know any better. Girl, that man didn't show any ever. Do all I can just to show you you're special. Certain it's your love that holds me together. Lately you say he been killing the vibe. Gotta be sick of this guy. Pull up skirt. Get in the right, left hand is steering, the other is gripping your thigh. Light up a spliff and get high. Shawty, you deserve what you've been missing. Looking at you, I'm thinking he must be tripping. Play this song for him, I'm just listening.
Keep it 100, man, ain't no shame. The way you put it down, he deserve everything. Oh, baby, I swear, I swear, I swear he holds gone.
Yeah, when you ever let me or Jay don't, you tune in live on All Talk No Filter, Dollhouse Radio, 646-595-4038. Hit the one if you still need to say something. We're going to jump into that hot seat. Okay, so we were talking, you know, talked for the dads. But, you know, it's also Pride Month, and I got to get y'all input on this. Okay, so recently they did a calendar. You know, it was huge. It was called The Best Butts of Brazil. And I saw the contestants. They look amazing. Okay. However, this year they decided to flip it up and do something a little different. They put two transgenders on the calendar. Now, everybody went on social media and went ham about this calendar. And the biggest argument was, okay, if I'm a man, and I'm looking at this magazine, I'm in it for this beautiful female, or what is my perception of a female. And there's two transgenders that are in this crowd, and I'm not knowing who they are. Should these people have to disclose their sexuality to the public? And the internet exploded about this. So real quick, let me go to the man on the line first. Rapstar, if you get this fire calendar and all of them bad, 20 chicks, whatever. No, 12. I'm sorry. 12 chicks. They're fucking some bonus bitches. So let's just say 20 for the hell of it. So two of them are transgender. Are they obligated to tell you I'm a transgender individual?
Fuck yeah. The fuck? Hell yeah. That's not like. For one, I think that's very, very what's the word am I looking for? That's very deceitful. That's very deceitful. You have a man who is only interested in women, and he has a calendar full of women, and you put a transgender on there. Now, certain men, this is just my perspective. I mean, certain men would say, well, transgender woman is, if she got all the shit, you know, hooked up and everything like that, then technically she's a woman now. But if you're thinking like me and her birth certificate say man, no matter what hard part says, she's still a man. Me personally, if there was two transgenders, whatever month that is, getting ripped out off tops. So that's just me. It's just getting ripped off tops. I need to know which one is a man and which one is a female. I mean, that's why wouldn't you let a motherfucker know the identity? What you got to hide for? If you don't want it, like, for what? You trying to deceive motherfuckers. That's not cool. You know, you trying to act like you are part of this woman. Now, if it was cool and everything and it was the disclaimer saying it's women and transgenders and everything like that, and then you got to see who's the toss-up and everything. Well, okay, I can understand that, because at least you said from the gate what these people are. You can't just say woman and you put a mixed bag in it. I can't get a pack of Skittles and I have an M&M in a Skittle. That shit don't work, son. That shit don't work. You can't tell me that I got a bag full of Skittles and I got a blue M&M in the Skittles. I'm trying to get to taste the rainbow and all I get is chocolate. That shit is misleading than a motherfucker. The motherfuckers know they wrong. They know they wrong and they deceptive and they deceitful and they trying to trick motherfuckers. Quit tricking motherfuckers. You tricking motherfuckers into like it's okay. Like, not saying it's okay, like, okay, you know, these people and everything, but you try to trick them and be like, see, they look like the real thing, so why won't you be attracted to it? It's a trick, and I think it's a conspiracy. Everybody knows me, I'm big on conspiracies. I think it's a motherfucking conspiracy, you know. You should tell people who the fuck you are. That ain't right. That ain't right. For a straight man, you know, that ain't right. Tell me what the fuck you are. I know they got the little descriptions and everything like that of the women, where they from and everything like that. You know, they say, you know, I'm, you know, let's say they have, my name is Roberto Torres. I'm from Rio de Grande. I'm from São Paulo, Brazil. I'm 27, 5'11". Oh, I used to be a man. That's good information right there. So now I know what pages to rip the fuck out of.
I'm done. No. Okay, I'm going to plead the fifth on this one. I can't even answer these questions. I got to plead the fifth because I have a transgender friend. You know what I'm saying? One of my very best friends is trans, you know? But you don't put, I used to be a man. You just put transgender. You don't do that. That's disrespectful. You just say, I'm not fucking with
you. Isn't that basically the same? Isn't that basically the same thing?
I can't talk about it. I can't even talk about it. I got to plead the fifth on this one.
No, no, these
I
got to plead the fifth. But you,
that's basically the same thing.
You think it's okay, then, Niecy? You think it's okay for them to be fucking talented, right?
I do. You know, I do agree that you should tell you, you know, tell your T, but not I used to be a man. Not like that. That's a little rude and disrespectful, especially the way they feel. You know what I'm saying? You gotta say should say that transgender because 9 times out of 10, the man gonna still look at it like, damn, that motherfucker look good. The man still gonna look at. They ain't gonna flip through the calendar. They gonna still look. Now a man going to be trying to figure out where his balls at. Niggas going to be trying to figure out where his balls at because they can't figure out where it's at. Where the nuts at. The shit tied up his butt. You know what I'm saying? But the men still going to look because you're curious. This shit, I'll be curious. I won't know what the fuck going on. You're going to look. I ain't saying you're going to gaze into it, but you got to read the page in order for you to find and read and see what they are or, who they are. Not what, but who they are, you're going to read to do that. So when you're reading, you're glancing at the picture.
We can read. If we want to know their bio, just send us a paragraph. We don't need to see, you know. I mean, I'm just, like I said, I'm just talking for me. I don't need I don't need to see that you're January through December, and if you're August, if you're a transgender, I'm not going to focus on August. I'm not looking forward to that month. So
you all around, would you have the same perception if they just didn't say anything at all?
No, listen, you should.
If it didn't say anything,
reveal. I do believe you should reveal.
Yeah, I do. I'm not saying they shouldn't be in it. That's not for me to, you know, because there's people who got fetishes and likes and dislikes and preferences and everything like that. You know, everything is for everything for everybody out there. Niecy, you're a porn star, so you know how many fetishes and categories is out there. But just me personally, you know, if I'm flipping through January through December and there's women on there, I think I would like to know. It would help.
I agree. It would help a lot to know,
you know,
reveal.
What I'm looking at.
Yeah, I do agree they should reveal, but they're not going to put a paragraph at the top of the goddamn calendar. They'll probably say, I do believe they should have something saying that there's, you know, different type of genders, you know what I'm saying, on there, you know, transgender and straight women are in this calendar. You know, that should be maybe on the front or but at the back and fine print, you know what I mean? But who the fuck
right.
goes
now,
to read all the fucking
I'm a
most,
very,
most people just grab the shit and look.
I read the fine print. When I used to get them porn, them
it.
Porn novels. Listen. When I used to read the magazines and everything like that when I was a teen and everything, I would read the article, like the little paragraphs that the girls be saying. Like, I like to drive on the beach sometime, and I was like, you know what, I like the beach too.
And that's usually right,
you know,
here with the picture. But that's usually there with the picture. Once again, it's usually right along the corner, the side, but it's on there with, again, you're going, in order to read it, you're going to have to see them. You're going to flip the calendar up and you read that. You automatically, you're seeing this banging ass body because, you know, most of them are all put together. So you're seeing this banging ass body. Now you go in the corner and you read because you want to know more about this female or whatever. And that's where I'm talking about. You're gonna look, in order to get to the paragraph about him, you're going to look.
And when you look, you say, damn.
You say damn, and then you read it, you see that's transgender, and then you're free to go. But yes, they should pour their tea there. You know, when I say that, pour their tea, they should put it out there. It's only right.
Shut your ass up.
What?
I'm so done with you.
What? Well, because I said they should pour their tea. Shit. They should put it out there. It's only right to respect each other. You know what I'm saying?
It's only right.
They should, but you're still going to look, Rapstar. Back to that. You're still going to look. You're going to flip. You're going to look. Men look at whatever popping out. Shit, women do too. Let's not get it twisted. Women look at women.
You right.
Women look at men.
I'm just saying we need a disclaimer. We need a disclaimer, you know, on that page of what's popping, you know. I don't want anything else popping out, like, you know,
December.
I don't wanna go to a calendar. And go to December, and I'm trying to, like, you know, make some plans, and there's a transgender on December, and I see somebody's jingle balls on Christmas, man. I'll be feeling mad uncomfortable. Son. I wasn't expecting that. I'm just saying, if that's what you're gonna put, put a disclaimer on it so I can be well aware. What am I getting myself into? Because I think that's mad.
I think they should let people know who they are. You know what I'm saying? And that's a choice of motherfucker want to sit there and continue looking at them. Most motherfuckers don't continue looking because they ain't going to be in disbelief like, damn, this motherfucker looks better.
Like, where is he at? Like you said,
yes,
where is he at?
A person will.
And I know a lot of transgender motherfuckers. And I've been in the back. You know, they do shows and shit. You'll be surprised. You know what I'm saying? That shit.
Like men.
Nah, they don't.
Some of them are some of the most beautiful, and they're some of the sweetest people you could ever know.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice
humble
people. Very, very. And they don't all come on to every man that they see. Not everybody is not like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They know who is who. They were some a majority of the transgender people respect boundaries. The ones that got the big ass mouths and shit. You know what I'm saying? That got to be seen and heard and want to be the center of attention. Those are
I work with somebody like that.
That come on to everybody, but most of the transgender people, they already know how they feel about themselves. And they're comfortable in their skin. And they won't just come on to every man that's, you know what I'm saying? They ain't like that. Usually the men come on to them and already know their situation.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, it's the guys come to them.
That's deep. That's deep.
It is. And most of the time, it's the guys because the guys come on and they already know the tea. And if they don't know, you know what I'm saying? Not all of them, I ain't going to lie, because a lot of them won't tell it. You know what I'm saying? But then, I mean, you do have the few that will say, you know, well, you know, I'm this, that, or however, you know.
Mm. Yeah, you have to put it out there. No, I had a friend, and we fell out about this shit. And, you know, he wasn't telling motherfuckers that was the deal. I'm you're going to get yourself fucked up. We fell out about that because we were staying together in some more shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't want nobody coming back and I got to get some pistol play with a motherfucker because you ain't told this motherfucker and they found out and this the last place that they knew you was. This where they coming. Ain't nobody got time for that. You know what I mean? You got, no.
That's exactly right. Yep.
So, I myself, I want to see, I mean,
I want to see the finished product. I want to see the cow. You know what I'm saying? I want to see, and I want to see if I can pick out who the hell I think it is, just for fun. I want to do that. I'm gonna get it. Best butts of the hill. I'm getting it. I'm in the building. Get it. Hey, but anyway, we gonna hit this break real quick, and we coming back to get them honey dip thoughts. She gonna tell us about these nasty motherfuckers out here. So let's get it real quick. That Lone Star J, they mad because. You sounded real mad, Rascal. So this few days, they mad.
Rascal ain't saying nothing else. The Rascal ain't saying shit else.
I'm like,
uh-huh. That nigga is filling. Word of the day, funk.
We need the funk. Yeah, that funk.
We don't need the funk. The funk be giving me headaches. I already got bad headaches. I'm talking about the natural BO, body odors on some motherfucking people. Now, I have been enduring a lot of funky motherfuckers the last couple weeks. Like, this job. This, you know, it's been people, and I don't want to say no names because I do love the people dearly. You know what I mean? I can say they're really friends. Very few people are real friends. You know what I'm saying? But then there's these people I work with, like in my regular people job. These motherfuckers stink so bad. You know, I get headaches anyways. I take a lot of medication. You know what I'm saying, for a lot of my, you know, health issues, or whatever. But for funk, like, I don't understand why is it so hard to take a shower and put some fucking deodorant on. And I know that some people, it's against their religion, but don't they got some kind of baking soda, some kind of stuff you like a cut a lemon open or something, rub it under your, listen, I see Facebook, they got a lot of damn shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, try something. It don't make no motherfucking sense for a person to be in public and smell. And as for my, that's the people on my job, like to the point when I had to ask somebody to put their arms down because, like, you really stink. You know what I'm saying?
That shit is offensive. And it gets so bad till you want to throw up, especially when you're in a warm environment where there's very little ventilation. You know what I'm saying? Then I just got to say this. I went through something with a friend of mine, and I love them. I love them to death. You know what I'm saying? And I was a little mad because I don't feel like you should have to tell grown folks to take showers.
True.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a big girl, and I know motherfucking well I need to wash this ass. I got to pull this belly up because if you don't wash under the damn belly, that shit going to stink. You know what I'm saying? When you're fat, it's a skinny motherfuckers need to, you know what I'm saying? You got little creases, too. You might not got folds, but you got little creases, like in between your underwear line. You don't wash that, niggas miss all that. Niggas, you know what I'm saying? Not just niggas, listen, our Caucasian brothers and sisters, you motherfuckers miss the corners right there. You know what I'm saying? So when you wash, I want to know how do you wash your ass without opening the crack of your ass? How do you not open the butt cheek and wash in between there? You know what I'm saying? And I'm just saying that, for instance, for a few men that I've recently seen. And you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, don't nobody want to be sucking your dick and need to get a whiff of your ass. Nobody want. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hygiene is everything. Like I was saying, I recently, this past week, I'm going to keep it real, this past weekend, I had to endure having to tell grown folks to take showers. You should not. That's not cool. That's not cool, especially to be around. You know, it's one thing if you're working and you cleaning your yard or some shit, of course you're going to be funky, sweaty. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna stop cleaning up to go take a shower. I want to get finished what I'm doing. But when you just sit still, no excuse. You don't need to go into public. Like, who goes grocery shopping? It's one thing. You know what I'm saying? You wake up, the kids crying, you ain't got no eggs, you ain't got no milk for some cereal. You brush your teeth, wash your face, run across the street to the corner store, get a gallon of milk, a quarter of milk, whatever the fuck you get. Run back home, you know. Of course, you ain't had time to take a shower, whatever, them little motherfuckers crying. That's understandable. But when you going to Walmart, you going to the movies, and you, bitch, you knew you was going to talk to the motherfucker to get them tickets, and you didn't brush your teeth. You didn't feel like, this is the good one. The ones who do take the time to wash their face and brush their teeth but forget the rest of their body. And say shit like, well, I took a shower day before yesterday or yesterday morning. The fuck happened to last night and today?
You definitely want a motherfucker that you fuck with to let you know that you need to handle your business before somebody in the street be like, God damn. Because my thing is, how can you not smell your damn self? One day I was in the elevator, and it was this chick and her friend that got on the fucking elevator, and when I say they smelled like a half a box of hand-fried rice with extra onion, like fresh from the Chinaman. Like, bitch, damn, like, when they left, they got out before we did. So when they left, they fucking odor was still in the fucking elevator. What floor is the odor going to? Odor, what floor are you going to? Because you need to get the fuck off.
Mm-mm.
I'm just saying.
See, that shit is nasty. And I mean, like, it's to the point, like, when I go somewhere and I'm with somebody, like, okay, you go out of town, you go here, you go there. I just know, you know, from being a parent that, I used to have to tell my child, like, going there, she used to pull a little, you know, my middle one used to pull that shit, go in there and wet the washcloth. I go right in there and check the tub to see if there's any water in the tub. And then she got slick with, you know, putting soap on the washcloth. You know what I mean? But I got to the point where I'm going to sit in the bathroom and watch and make sure you lather up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, so I recently had to do that type of shit and stand at the bathroom door to make sure it wasn't the sink running and your ass was in the shower. But then again, that don't mean you hit them spots. You know what I'm saying? You can't just, when you take a shower, you got to wash each arm, put the arm up. If you got some fat, move that fat around and wash all up in the crevices. You know, me being a woman, I got to lift each titty up and wash under the, you know, on your chest, the rib cage, and under the titty,
You know what I'm saying? Same way with a man. When you wash your dick, don't forget your balls and your ass. And I don't mean just the butt cheeks. So open that motherfucker up and wash. Because if you don't get in there right, I'm going to be honest. Me, myself, I do the sniff test after I wash. On my own self,
yeah.
Like I'm a rub and sniff.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because sometimes you could just be washing, you could wash, and you still, it's like a topical, you get the topical dirt off, but you still got to keep washing a little more. You know what I'm saying? I got a routine for myself. I'm going to check and see, and we'll get back in there. Shit, a bitch will sit down on the toilet just to make sure, like, okay, wait, and rewash.
That's dumb as
re-wash.
Hell.
I'm serious, because it's not good. It's not good. And to be honest, you know, you men need to have better, bitches damn sure need better hygiene, because some of you bitches smell like straight out the sea. You know, there are products, I don't understand why they sell products that's like, if I use FDS feminine deodorant spray, I buy them two cans at a goddamn time. You know, that gets me through the week at work, because I work in a warm environment, and I'm a big bitch with big thighs. So this motherfucker cat sweat. You know what I'm saying? So I keep it fresh. You know what I'm saying? Everybody at my job be like, oh my God, you smell so good. You motherfucking right. Shouldn't a bitch, a woman should always smell good. Going in the public. You know what I'm saying? If I can't wash my ass, I don't need to go. You know, but I've recently endured this shit from men. And it's men that was close to me. Not going to say no names because I don't, you know, and I did have this conversation with them repeatedly. You got to take a shower. What you going to do? Oh, well, shit, I got up this morning, brushed my teeth, washed my face. Bitch, you ain't going with me like that. You need to wash your body. It's 95 degrees outside, and you just gonna tell me we about to go into a place among a bunch of people in a public atmosphere around people, everybody's close and gonna be up on you. And in this case, you didn't even have to get close to smell it. That funky shit don't fucking work. And I'm like, I just feel like everybody around me been stinking. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand. That makes no fucking sense to me. It's like I need to make everybody gift baskets with some deodorant, a bar of soap, and a washcloth, you know, and some fuck. What the fuck? What? This is my favorite one. Body spray. You gonna put body spray on and you ain't wash your ass? The fuck? Where they do that at? Rap star, that's your shit. Where they do that at?
Shit.
I don't understand that. You gonna go gargle? That's like gargling and don't brush.
Right. That's, to me, it's like primarily the guy. I ain't trying to be funny, but women, especially a thick woman, you know what I'm saying? Big girls go above and beyond to make sure that they 100 on that. But like the guys, like my one friend, I was just telling Niecy, her husband do that shit, and he's a hot 300 pounds. And that nigga doesn't want to go wash it. She'd be like, nigga, if you wash your balls, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's primarily in the dudes, the women. For the most part, unless they just a nasty motherfucker, they be straight. You know what I'm saying? But you can smell yourself. You are just, your nose is desensitized. If you a big motherfucker like that, come on, man. Come on, bro. I don't understand. I don't understand why you don't understand.
You know, I recently went through this shit where I was having a meeting about a business venture that I'm trying to do soon. And I had someone to go and be a part of this meeting. A couple people, but this particular person, I had them to go and be a part of this meeting. And they came in, and how do you come to a meeting? And this is a business meeting, and your breath smell like fucking bottom of a garbage can. You going into this meeting, don't eat nothing. I mean, eat at home or whatever, but brush afterwards. You're going into a business meeting, which means we are all one-on-one with these people. You know what I'm saying? This is the type of smell that a piece of gum or a peppermint would have never helped.
Shit mouth.
And I know for a fact that these people, I've never smelled their breath before. But this particular time, I've smelled their body before. Now, recently I've smelled their body on 3 occasions. You know what I'm saying? And then the people's, I see them on and off, you know what I'm saying? And I've never smelled them before, but until these 3 periodic, that's 3 too many. And I just had to take a shower. Just using body spray does not help. And that, I brushed my teeth and washed my face this morning. Bitch, are you kidding? Did you wash under your arms? Listen, what happened to your, because a funk be on your arms, your legs, not just, your private parts, definitely, but you got, what's wrong with hitting the whole body? It don't take that long. I don't give a fuck how small or how big you are.
You already in the fucking shower.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, most fuckers think just wash up. I'm going to the club tonight, Dad. Let me do a whole bath. Nigga, your big ass needs more than a whole bath. And I don't mean a whole, I'm talking about a H-O. That's what they be taking, a whole bath. Come on now. No, you don't need to be. It's just nasty. You're nasty. And your mama should have taught you. And you men that think that it is not that important to wash your entire motherfucking ass.
Your ass crack
open
too.
That butt up. Lift them funky ass. How do you wash your dick and forget your balls? Do you know what they call that? The gooch, the gout. You call that thing between your ass and your balls on a man.
The gooch.
The gooch. That shit stinks.
Yeah,
that is,
I thought
the
it was going
funkiest
to
funkiest motherfucking part on a man lifting. Because that's the sweat from the balls, the dick, and your ass all meeting in one. You nasty motherfucker. You're some nasty motherfucker.
With her. I'm going to do it.
Huh?
With her. I'm just not going to do this.
Come on. Come on now. And they be just listening. And you know what? And I know someone particular. And he's fine as fuck. And I ain't finna lie to man. Look, I done been with him. But when I was with him, he didn't stink. I mean, not in a relationship. I fucked him. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't smell him. The second time, the next time that I went to have sex, and it's been a while, the next time I went to have sex with him, I was like, dude, your hairs stink. Like the pubic hairs? Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
That
the hair carries odor.
No, motherfucking. No. He talked about, we going to do it the next time he called me. I was like, and I liked it. You know what I'm saying? But I can't do funk. I can't suck your dick in your stink. The dick is stink. It's the pubic hairs right above it. Like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I had to tell the motherfucker before, could you make sure you go wash? He going to say, well, shit, I ain't been home yet. Bitch, I got soap and water. And to be honest, it like turned me off, because if I have to tell you that, then you ain't worthy of being nowhere near this motherfucking coochie. You know what I'm saying? Because the germs and infections, I don't want it. And I don't, no woman should want to have to be taking pills to for that type of infection that come with that funky shit. Because if that's the case,
mm-hmm.
How about the sweat that run from there? I'm telling you. It run down the dick. Now you insert that dick in me and I don't want it. I don't even eat seafood because I feel like I don't eat. Only thing I eat is tuna fish salad, and I don't eat that on a regular. After I eat some tuna, I need a whole bath, because I don't want to smell like it. I've got this thing, and I know, and certain, I can't. I think what you put in gonna come out, and I don't need nothing coming out of my coochie. You understand what I'm saying? No.
Honey, honey, dip.
No.
Crazy girl. Anyway, look, it's that time, man. We finna get up out of here. We appreciate anybody that tuned in. If you listen online, we appreciate that too, and on demand. Wash your ass, honey dip. Drop that handle.
Niecy honey dip on everything. Niecy honey dip XXX at yahoo.com, and for bookings, Ralph_Terry@hotmail.com. Like I said, Niecy Honey Dip everything. Check my website, NiecyHoneyDip.com. You know, get you some clips, some scenes, some movies, you know. Do your thing. Let me help you work it out and wash your ass.
Yeah. Hey, yo, it's your boy Rapstar. You can hit me up on Facebook, my regular one, Cameron Cortez. You can hit my fan base one, Rapstar, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, the Resurrection of Hip Hop. Hit me up on Twitter, Rapstar412. Hit me up on SoundCloud, Rapstar. Hit me up on Instagram, Rapstar, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. And tonight, I'm going to be releasing a new song. It's called Holla. It's going to be gangster.
Yes.
It's called Holla, and I'm getting at these young bucks in the industry. So holla at me. I'm gonna release it tonight. I'm gonna drop it tomorrow. It's gonna be popping. Y'all get ready for that shit, man. Holla at me.
We ready? Hey, we out. London Stalker. We gone. See y'all next week, 7 Eastern, 6 Central. Let's go.
Watch your ass.
You got another bitch stuck in me. But there ain't nothing new, it don't bother me. And she know I'll be calling in the VIP. I pop a bottle for them hoes, it don't stress me.
Talking Filter, Dalhouse Radio. We out.